Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show is underway, brought to you by Refreshment Services Pepsi and Harvest Ridge Coffee. Get it at home, get it at the office like we do here at the Radio Ranch, or just stop by your local convenience store while you're out and about today. It's cool enough to finally have non-iced Harvest Ridge Coffee, so that's going to be great. My guest this morning is Dan Brink. He is running for the mayor of Quincy on the Republican ticket. He does face a primary challenge by our incumbent mayor, Mike Trope. And then the winner of the Republican primary will have to face Linda Moore and perhaps somebody else, I don't know, in the April election. But we're here to learn a little bit about Dan Brink. And I would just like to say, full disclosure, you know, it's interesting when you live in a small town, you know everybody. I know Mike Trope. I know Dan Brink. I know Linda Moore, you know. But Dan has a unique tie to me. I got married late in life, and you and your wife were two of the mentors that they attached my husband, my future husband, and I to teach us what a happy marriage is about. So we've been married 12 years now. It hasn't always been perfectly happy, but I just want to thank you for volunteering your time at Blessed Sacrament Church to teach the young ones, even some of the old ones, what it takes to have a good marriage. And I think you'll say, happy wife, happy life, right?
That is right.
Okay. Well, Dan, introduce yourself. I'm sure you want to talk about your lovely wife, Lori, but tell us about yourself, and then we'll get right into your platform.
Yeah, just, you know, my wife and I have always enjoyed working with the pre-Cana program, and that was a unique experience to help you and your Bears fan.
Help people older than you who are just getting married.
It's so nice that you remember that and appreciate it. But my name is Dan Brink. I'm 62 years old, born and raised in Quincy. I'm the youngest of eight kids. Grew up in St. Francis. We moved to Blessed Sacrament Parish. I raised my family here in Quincy. I have two children, Emily and Evan. My daughter is a dietitian at the VA here in Quincy, and my son's active duty military. He's currently a captain in Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
So, okay.
And I have three granddaughters. So, Danielle, Avery, and Ada.
Okay. Why do you want to be the mayor of Quincy?
You know, I was an alderman from Republican alderman from 2009 to 2017, and you create a passion for the city. You put a lot of work into it as an alderman. And so, you know, my goal now is to kind of make Quincy a shining example of cooperation, collaboration, and communication. You know, I don't provide the leadership that the aldermen need. You know, having served as an alderman, I understand what they need, what information they need, and we need to work together as far as developing the best solutions and solving the problems for all citizens of Quincy.
Well, obviously, you're challenging a sitting incumbent, so you must think he's not doing the job of collaboration, cooperation, communication. And we know there have been problems. So have you ever run for mayor before?
No, I have
okay.
not run for mayor before.
So obviously, you see a chance to bring your set of skills to this problem and solve it. And there is a lot of acrimonious behavior. It's interesting that the city council is run by Republicans. It's a Republican-controlled body, and yet we can't seem to get the Republicans sometimes to agree with the mayor or with each other about the way things are going. What skill set do you bring that's going to be able to get that acrimony to die down and get the team all pulling in the same direction?
You know, my entire life I played soccer, and I was always a member of a team. And, you know, some team members step up, and some other team members play a role. I've always been the person to step up. And so it's time for me, you know, to offer my skill set and to provide the leadership, communication for the aldermen. You know, we need to eliminate the chaos, you know, figure out what has worked in the past and improve on everything as far as efficiencies and go forward together. I think I can bring the aldermen and all the city workers together in a united team to provide the best services possible for everybody.
Well, why are you more qualified to do that than, say, Linda Moore, who's the former city treasurer and who helped get the city of Quincy out of a medical insurance mess that many people say Mike Trope got us into? For example, there's a perfect example. A lot of people put that as a black mark against Trope, but there again, Linda Moore, that may be a big green check mark in her box. So where do you stand on that?
You know, kudos to her for stepping up and helping out. I mean, it was a bad situation. I mean, I think it's still a little bit bad situation. You know, we had to forego some rebate money that could have been returned to the employees. But, you know, at times of difficulty, you know, people need to step up. And as an alderman in the past, I've always stepped up. And so I'm willing to take on that challenge and bring people together. And that's probably my biggest quality is leadership and bringing people together and listening to everybody's opinion, developing solutions for everybody.
You talk a little bit about roads. I mean, I don't think anybody can run for mayor of Quincy unless they say, I want to improve the roads. Problem with that, Dan Brink, and anybody I could ask this question is, where are you going to get the money to do all that?
Exactly right. You know, we can't tax our way out of this problem. And so what I'm proposing is one of my pillars of my campaign is tourism. You know, we have a rich history in the arts, architecture, and athletics. Coming from a sports background, I understand that the tournaments bring in more people. You can either, without raising taxes, you can either increase your population or bring more people to your community. And I think through tourism, we can bring more people to our community. And it has a direct effect on our sales tax, purchase tax, hotel motel tax, and food and beverage tax. So that money can, how do we get people from outside of our community to help pay for our infrastructure? And that is a direct result. We can see examples of it. You know, the pool tournament we had here, you know, the baseball tournament we had, you know, in 14 weeks they had over 400 teams here. So I think, you know, I like to leverage the food and beverage tax to like build a facility for like a bubble for with turf fields and then maybe another facility for basketball and volleyball courts. And I talked to many investors, and I think that it could be done as a private-public partnership. So if we could fill, you know, those facilities up, you know, almost every weekend and bring in people into town. You know, my two children played sports, and we traveled, and we spent a lot of money outside of Quincy. You know, let's bring that money to Quincy.
I like that idea. Here's just one problem. Some people on the Republican side are against the food and beverage tax, so I assume you'd want to keep it going.
You know, it comes down to leadership and communication. You know, what are we doing with it right now? I would like to propose a budget, you know, exact budget as far as how this money is going to be spent, where is it going to be spent at, what's the revenue is going to bring back to the city. And I think once you develop those formulas as far as how to invest in events, I think they'll be on board. But it's not going to be easy. I mean, we're going to have to work on it. And but I think, you know, being an alderman in the past, I've served with many of the city council members already, and they know, you know, my passion. They know my leadership. They know I'm willing to work hard and do the research and ask the tough questions. So I think at the end of the day, when everybody has all the information, the results could be different.
You're not going to get a yes from everybody. No mayor ever will. But, you know, you've got to work together to try to at least change their minds and at least not be open warfare. You know, it's interesting, though, you mentioned that. And aren't you kind of intruding on the Quincy Park District? Aren't they the one that's supposed to be building inside domes for sporting events to come? Or is it because we have the revenue stream that they don't have, is the city should step up and try to have this private-public partnership?
You know, one of the things is when I was an alderman, we fixed put a sidewalk between Cherry Lane and St. Charles. And it took the park district, the city, the county, all to come together just for one sidewalk. We ended up tearing a house down on the corner there on 12th and Cherry Lane. So I know how to work with other government agencies. And I think it's the same way as working with the city council. You provide the information, the leadership, and the communication. And people want Quincy to be successful. And I want Quincy to be successful. So if you all have the same goal, we can get to the final solution.
Yeah, it's almost to the point if you've worked with the county board, the park board, and the city of Quincy, yeah, you get a Purple Heart if you can survive all that. Because we know that there are controversies even now between the county and the city. Another thing, of course, is we always worry about fire and police protection. More and more of our money goes to funding pensions for those that are already retired. What do you see as is there any case in the Brink administration moving forward? Do you see a property tax or any kind of sales tax increase down the road? The state of Illinois is taking the grocery tax off. The city council has pretty much said, well, we're going to put it right back on because we can't afford to miss that. Is that something Dan Brink would support?
You know, the police and fire pension is an issue, and it's hard for people to understand.
It is hard for people to understand.
You know, the bottom line, in 2011, the state passed a bill that said that the pension has to be fully funded by 2040, or 90% funded by 2040. So we have 15 years left. You know, they're currently at, I believe, at 53 and 47. So we have a long ways to go. But if you look at the three pension funds for the city, the RMRF, the police, and the fire pension, the RMRF is fully funded. And what makes a fully funded pension program is when the investments part of the portfolio covers the benefits. And so when our police and fire pensions are not funded adequately now, so we're taking some of the contributions and paying the monthly benefits. So we have to get to the point where those investments pay for those monthly benefits. And if we do that, then those tax dollars will not be have to be allocated or committed to those funds going forward. If we don't make the 90% by 2040, what's going to happen is the state is going to start taking our sales tax, holding it back, our local government distributive fund back, our PPRT money back. And so it behooves us to really dig in and make that commitment to the police and fire right now, because, you know, when they hired on, you know, they put their lives at risk every day. Every day they go to work. And so, you know, they did their job. So now the city needs to do our job.
Okay. It is a complex issue. I can tell that you know a lot about it, having your past experience as an alderman. The average that's not a sexy issue, Dan Brink. You know, that's not what you should be running on. I'm going to fix the police and fireman's pension. Who cares? We all do need to care. You're right. The budget of the city of Quincy, you know, like I said, it seems like there's the costs are going up higher, more than our ability to have our tax base we now have accommodate that. So what do you think, if you're elected, you're going to have 4 years, you're going to have to present a budget, you're going to have to, you know, balance that budget and everything. I mean, what do you see the biggest challenge right now is facing the city of Quincy?
Certainly the streets. That is the number one issue. It has to be addressed. And that's where the tourism dollars come into play. When we look at tourism dollars, we have a soccer tournament or sport tournament, you know, today, 3 months from now, we're going to see those revenues come back. So it's a 3-month lag. So it's a quick turnaround in money. And so the more we invest in, with people coming into our community, staying in our hotels, eating in our restaurants, you know, playing on our fields. And so it's, to me, it all, that you have to have money to provide the services. So how do we do that? We have to bring more people to Quincy to keep our tax base low. I mean, you can't tax your way out of this thing.
No, we're lucky because people do come here. I like what you said, arts, architecture, and athletics. That covers almost everybody because you're a sports guy, you know. I don't see you with a paintbrush in hand, maybe unless you're doing the no. porch. You know, but again, you're going to be the mayor for everybody in Quincy. And some people couldn't, I personally myself couldn't care less if there was a softball tournament out at Morven Wavering Park, although I think it's great. I personally think it's great. I have no interest in that. But some people don't have interest in what I have interest in. So isn't that part of the biggest challenge being mayor is trying to get a little bit of the pie for everybody so that everybody feels Quincy's a great place to live, not just one segment?
Exactly right. You know, what does Quincy do best? You talk to people from out of town, arts, architecture, and athletics. We have a rich history. It's amazing, the history, if you really look at it.
Oh, yeah.
And the museums that we have. And so we need to celebrate what we have. And, you know, when we bring somebody in for, a sports tournament, for example, you know, they play in the morning and then play in the afternoon. There's a little time in the middle. You know, what about a museum tour? What about something with the arts? And what about a job fair at maybe a local manufacturing company? My kid's been involved with sports. There's always seemed to be one or two parents that need a job on a team. And so we'll recruit these people. They're already here.
If you're a welder and you're coming to Quincy for your kid to play soccer, maybe you can live here and work at Napide. I like your thinking.
Especially when the Quincy teams are really good.
And we can get those other kids that are good soccer players to come and move to Quincy. Okay, we got it down now. Dan Brink, we don't have enough time today. Thank you for coming by on such short notice. I really appreciate it. We will have you back many times more before this February primary election because we want to flesh out exactly what you stand for and how you would handle situations. It's just been a pleasure to have you on today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to head out, take a little break, and then we're going to talk about the big read. Speaking of arts, literature is one of them. We'll be right back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Rochelle Gage is here. She already is an expert at how to talk on the radio because she put her microphone just in the perfect position. Kathleen Helsebeck needs to move over so I can see her.
I know,
she's pretty.
Right?
Just scoot your chair over and scoot your microphone over. Kathleen
okay.
Helsebeck is the big dog at the Quincy Public Library, but today she's just peon number two because it's all about Rochelle Gage, because it's all about the big read. We'll get to you, Kathleen. We'll talk about Imagination Library in a minute, but let's talk about the big read. Thank you for securing this grant. This is very competitive.
It is.
I think a lot of people think, well, Quincy's always had that. Yeah, kind of, but it doesn't mean we always will have it. Every year, libraries across the United States are competing for a limited amount of funding to do the big read, and of course, the big part of the big read is buying all the books so everybody gets a free book. So let's talk about when the kickoff is, because it's coming up, and about the book. Please, tell us all about it, please.
All right. Well, our kickoff is September 19th. That's going to be at 6 o'clock at Washington Park. It's going to be a blast. A lot of the big read book, which we chose this year, was The Bear by Andrew Krivak. It focuses a lot on nature themes and man's relationship with nature. So a lot of the push with this big read is getting people back out into nature, away from our computer monitors, away from our cell phones, and out into nature where we belong. So, yeah, that'll kick off. Andrew Krivak will speak. He will sign books. We'll have a lot of our partner vendors there giving away some swag, getting involved in things. So it'll be a great opportunity for people to get out, hear the author speak.
Is the book about a bear?
It is about a bear. It is the story of it's the end of the world, I guess you could say, for humans anyway. There are two people left on Earth. It's a father and his daughter. Sometime during the book, and this isn't a spoiler, I promise, the father passes away and the daughter's left by herself. She's 10-ish years old. And a bear shows up and leads her back to her home. Along the way, she learns a lot about humanity's role in nature. And yeah, it's just a fabulous story. It reads kind of like a fable, but it is for adults. It's a really fun read.
So instead of eating her, he befriends her.
Yes.
Which,
yes.
Spoiler alert, that'd be a bad ending.
That would be a bad ending.
So the bottom line is, whenever you read any book, because that's why I said, is it really about a bear? Books are not, they're about a bear, but it's about more than that.
Right.
And so that's why we've chosen this for the big read, is because you want people to read this. And then you want to turn to your spouse or to your best friend or maybe to your adult child and say, what did you get out of that? How did that speak to you? Is that what literature is supposed to do, speak to each of us individually?
That is exactly what it's supposed to do. Every one of us brings our own experiences to anything that we read. It doesn't matter whether it's a big read or anything else. I can read something and interpret it completely differently than Kathleen or than you would. And that's exactly why literature is so fabulous.
Now, one of the things that happens at the big read, when we go to Washington Park that night, the author will be there, I understand. Kathleen and I have already discussed that he's flying into Quincy, so we're hoping that Southern Airways performs well that day. Be good, Southern Airways, please, on
yes.
that day. But I'm sure she has developed a contingency plan, too. But we're going to give away the book free. And so, again, you can get free books at the library every day of the week, but there's something nice about having this book free of charge. Get it in your hands. You take your own time to read it. You have to not do in 2 weeks. You know, you take your own time to read it. You can mull it over. You can pass it around with your group. You can have it for the rest of your life or leave it on a park bench with a note inside that said, I really liked chapter 4. What did you think? You know? So how many books are you giving out?
We are giving out 1,500.
Wow.
That won't be just that night. Anyone who cannot make it to kickoff to get their free copy, of course, can most likely pick a copy up at one of our partner organizations, or they can pop in the library anytime after September 19th and grab a copy.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other part of this that I'm really excited about, I'm always excited about Big Read, but I have never known one of the Big Read authors personally, and that is the Little Read. Tell us about your Little Read author, who's right here in Quincy. And a little bit about that book, because, again, you always try to have, Kathleen's going to take this one, you always try to have a book that's appropriate, that maybe shares some of the same sentiments of the adult book, but does it in a way for children.
Yes, yes. We will be having our local author, Ron
Kincherf.
Kincherf.
Yeah, it's always a hard name to say. Ron Kincherf.
Kincherf. I always say his name wrong, but we are excited to partner with Ron. He and his illustrator will be at a special program on Saturday, October 5th at the Quincy Public Library. We'll be giving away books at the Big Read his book as well. But the program will be in October because Big Read lasts for several weeks, and we're excited to host a whole offering of programs.
Right. You've got something almost every day that's associated with the Big Read.
Yes,
so,
yes.
So if the kids, when the kids want to have their own time to shine, they'll have Saturday, October 5th at the Quincy Public Library.
Yes.
Ryan Kinscher will be there.
And
this is a series of books that he has written, but one has been chosen especially for the Little Read.
Yes. His one talks about ants and their adventures, and it's a great story.
Well, you'll love this story, and I love to tell it. I made Ron Kinscher cry.
Oh.
Yeah, because I got it when he first wrote his first book. I said, well, Ron, knowing you personally, I know this is almost autobiographical. And he goes, oh, my gosh, I never really thought about it, but you're right. And then, you know, it was like he got misty-eyed because he lost his father very young.
Oh.
He was raised in a matriarchal society with his mother. He had, you know, he has all these siblings and the sibling rivalry. You know, it's just amazing. And it's interesting because I don't think until I said that to him and he started thinking about that, that he was realizing, oh, my gosh, these stories I was telling my grandkids for bedtime were really the stories of my life, the lessons I learned in my life, and I'm telling you my life story using these animal characters that make them cute and fuzzy and fun. So
that's wonderful.
It is. I think, and probably Mr. Krivek will agree that a little bit of the bear, a little bit of every book, is autobiographical.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So that
it really highlights the human nature of us. It just really emphasizes that we are humans and that we all have that human story. We all have a story to tell, and it's so amazing when authors choose to share that.
Well, I know you've partnered with Arts Quincy and many other collaborative organizations.
Yes.
And there's like people have been drawing or painting or doing whatever they want to talk about the outdoors.
Yes.
And the setting of the bear, you know, being in the outdoors, the wilderness.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about that. Will that be on display that
Yes.
day?
Yes. At the Quincy Art Center, they're doing an exhibition just on the bear. So anybody can submit their artwork, and Rochelle has a little bit more details of that. I'm really excited. I saw on Facebook my neighbor is submitting her artwork and she is really excited. She's doing some photographs, so it can be any medium as well. There's no restriction on the medium.
The park district is excited because you're asking people to go out in the parks primarily and do this. So tell us a little bit more, Rochelle, about that.
Well, you mentioned the park district, and I'd just like to point out, I didn't know this. Most people who were born and raised in Quincy don't know this, but Quincy has over 28 parks. We have a lot of parks, a lot of natural spaces that most people don't even know about. So we love the aspect that not only can we let everybody know all the great spaces that Quincy actually has, but they can go do something that's mentally and physically relaxing and create some art based off of that, and then bring it to the Art Center and maybe win a prize.
You can go to the busy park like Washington Park or Mormon Wavering Park, but you can go to a park for almost solitude, and there's plenty of those around. Or you can just walk down the street a few blocks to a neighborhood park. So you're right. Quincy is blessed with a park system that is wonderful.
Yeah.
But let's wrap it up for Big Read by giving us the date and time again for the Washington Park event.
All right, the Washington Park event for kickoff is 6 p.m. at Washington Park.
Okay. Thursday, September 19th.
September 19th.
Okay, 6 p.m.
Put it on your calendars.
Everybody is welcome, even the kiddos.
Yes.
But the kiddos will have their special event Saturday, October 5th.
And there will be children's programming at the park. Natasha will bring her evening program to the park for kids to participate into.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, before I let you go, you have to do double duty today because
I will.
This Dolly Parton Imagination Library is so exciting because some people still say, I really can't get to the library, right? It's hard for me if I live in rural Adams County to get to a library, or maybe the library doesn't have as much offering as Quincy does. But Dolly Parton, through her millionaire status, has all the money in the world, and she wants to send every child 5 years and younger, right, in Quincy and Adams County.
Adams County.
All of Adams County, not just Quincy, all of Adams County, a book every month.
Yes.
So you've got four kids in your house. The mailman is going to come four times with the book addressed just to that kiddo.
Right.
They get their own mail. It's a book appropriate for them. And people have said, well, how can you have a book appropriate for a two-year-old or an infant?
Yeah.
But You yes. can have yes. a, because the parents can read
the
it.
The parents
to them.
Read. And that's so important for reading, so important for third grade reading scores. For Quincy, this is a huge blessing for Quincy to participate for Adams County. So when you are selected as Dolly Parton Imagination Library, it has to be a county-wide initiative. It can't be a town or anything like that. And so we're excited for Adams County. So this Saturday, tomorrow, 10 to 12, come by the library and learn more about the Dolly Parton Imagination Library program.
It's free.
Yes. It's going to be right after our puppet show. We are having our puppet show at 10 a.m. And then right after that, we're going to have a story by Chris Turner. It's going to be our guest author and guest storyteller. We're going to share some information. We're going to have refreshments. And then everybody is encouraged to sign up either on your device or come over to the computer stations and sign up for Dolly Parton Imagination Library. And
now, how long will this program last? Because I know the United Way is sponsoring it. Is it just 1 year? Or
no.
Is it?
They're planning on forever.
Multiple years.
Forever, yes.
So your child will get a book. If you have an infant right now, that child, until that child is 5 years old, will
yes.
get a book every month.
Yes.
You'll have 60 books in your library.
Yes, yes.
By the time that child is in fifth grade, or
yes.
in 5 years old. And again, you may say, I know it makes perfect sense. Even though the child isn't reading, when you say, this is a fuzzy caterpillar, see, it's fuzzy
right.
sides, and you take the baby's hand mm-hmm. and you rub it on
right.
the fuzzy caterpillar. They're
yes.
getting it.
Yes.
They can't communicate yet that they're getting it, but they are getting it.
Right,
they
right,
are getting
right.
It.
It's holding the child on your lap or right next to you, creating that security, that safety in learning. So when the child goes to school, that they are safe and secure in learning in a different environment because they have that security at home. There's so many attributes to reading. And there is literature that proves that the number of books in a child's home leads to learning third grade reading levels
right.
and increased reading levels.
You
so,
can't
yeah.
learn to
literacy.
Talk unless somebody talks to you.
Right.
I mean, that's
right.
that's very true.
Right.
I mean, and that's why children who are born of deaf parents, you know, they have to have special therapies for them because the parents can't speak to them. And the child needs to hear the words before the child can say the words. So the more you talk to your child and use the vocabulary that a book will help you develop,
yes.
it's
yes.
just magical what
yes.
can happen.
Yes.
Thank you so very much, Rochelle Gage, for everything you did to get this big read going. It's not there yet, but we're closing in. And then all the month of the rest of September, all of October, all this fabulous stuff is going to happen. Remember a couple of years ago we had the big read lady that was the barrel racer that...
Yes.
I saw her movie finally.
Yes.
I saw her movie of her life.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, it was great. Her book was great. The movie was great. So these things enrich us. We just have to reach out and grab them. They're all free
right.
from the Quincy
right.
Public Library and from the United Way in the Adams County with the Dolly Parton
yes.
Imagination Library.
Yes, yes.
Thank you so much. Back to work with both of you.
Yes.
And we're going to head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative and see what the farm markets are doing today. Stay tuned. Looking forward to that at St. Anthony. And, of course, this Saturday night at Blessed Sacrament Church at 7th and Adams in Quincy, it's their big blowout September Fest. So there'll be lots of things there, including $15 all-you-can-bounce house. I know Karen Mayville may be buying her armband. You're petite enough, Karen, that you could probably get into the kids' bounce house.
I could try.
You could really try. You could really be.
Yeah, I could too.
Yeah, you could be in the U.S. gymnastics team in 4 years if you just get your start now. Karen Mayville is here with the Rotary Club
yes.
of Quincy,
yes.
and we're so excited. We're trying to get more of our service clubs on a regular basis. We talk to them a lot when they have a big event, and that's great. But I just want to know more about what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. So let's just learn a little bit about Rotary. Tell us about Rotary, how many members you have, what particularly your mission is, and when do you meet, most of all, so that if we want to join, we can do all that, please.
Okay. Now, I'm a member of the Rotary Club of Quincy, and we meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 o'clock. You can get there a little early if you want to chit-chat and network. We're a service club. As far as our mission, it's the Quincy surrounding area. Various projects like Sporting the Park Board. We've done South Park, Banshell. We've contributed to Indian Mounds, Mormon, Clad Adams.
Big friend of the parks, the Rotary Club.
Yeah, big friends of the park, indeed. And we've helped out with Boy Scouts. Our founder, Paul Harris, was an Eagle Scout. So we always kind of help out with little things there that we can. People don't realize back in our history, it was going to be Camp Sackinac. I don't think it was Eastman. It could have been both, for all I know. But we're out and about. We're always helping. You need a helping hand. We always participate in United Way's Day of Caring. We're friends of Horizon. We help out there, either serving food or collecting for the pantry.
You know, the other day I had my American Business Women's Association mm-hmm. Day, and I think Wednesday was National Food Pantry Day.
Yes.
And our local representative had done a food drive just at Blessing Hospital where she works. You know mm-hmm. how caring nurses can be.
Oh, yes.
And she had got all this food, and she went around and filled every single little bookcase size, yeah, you know, pantry. And she said every single one of them was empty. And now they were all full, and I bet they're all empty again today. But that's the need we have in our community.
Yes, that's a great need.
And so it takes groups like the Rotary Club, mm-hmm. like ABWA. You know, everybody's got to do it. Everybody's got to take their turn and say, this is what I can do for our community. So do you have any big events or anything coming up that you want to promote?
Oh, yes. Oktoberfest. It's our 11th Oktoberfest. It's going to be Saturday, September 28th.
Yes, September 28th for Oktoberfest. Don't try to explain it, folks.
Oh, now, come on. There's a backstory to that. We used to do it in October, and then we had a mix-up in dates. We ended up having one of them in September. The weather was beautiful. We decided October doesn't always have trusty weather, so we stuck to October. No,
and you have to
September.
Do Oktoberfest because Blessed Sacrament Church has already taken Septemberfest.
That's
so
right.
We're sorry. We're not giving it up.
Come on. Maybe we can do something together sometime.
Maybe sometime that would be great.
Yes.
So September 28th is Rotary Oktoberfest.
Noon to 10.
And where is it held?
On York Street between 9th and 10th by Dick Breweries.
The Brewery District.
Yes.
And all kinds of fun activities, I'm sure, are associated with that.
Well, of course. It's Rotary. We like to have fun. You want to know where the bands are?
Yes.
Okay. We have two new bands. We have from noon to 3, it's the So Grand Polka Band from St. Louis.
So Grand Polka Band from St. Louis. I love it.
And I saw their YouTube, and they're pretty cool. They're going to be okay. They can't be too wrong. Their founder's from Milwaukee, my hometown. Okay, all right. Karen will be
polka-ing a lot there.
And then from 3 to 6, another new group I'm not familiar with, but we have good reviews about them. It's the Alpengeist German Dance Group from Chicago.
Wow, we need Mekki Kosin here to help us with that. But Alpengeist German Dance Group from Chicago. And so they will obviously have accompaniment. And this is great because if you've seen real German dancers dance with the kegs of beer, with the steins of beer, this is the kind of stuff we're going to see?
I hope so.
No, Mary, it's going to be a heavy metal performance. I think the Alpengeist German Dance Group kind of says it all, what it is.
I think so.
Well, you're really getting into the spirit, and
yes,
we like that. You know, we have such rich German heritage here,
but
you know, it's kind of like on St. Patrick's Day, everybody's Irish.
That's right.
You know,
that's
during
right.
Oktoberfest, September 28th, don't ask questions, just go.
Yes, please do.
You know, they're the initial start of the Oktoberfest. Well, you're right, in Germany, Oktoberfest starts in September. Yeah,
and
it does.
It ends on the first Saturday of October.
Yeah.
See? We're kind of okay.
You're kind of okay. The great thing about this is there'll be plenty of food. There'll be plenty of entertainment.
Yes.
There's really no admission to get on the ground.
No,
so you're
great.
Just basically what you buy in food and drink and any contributions you make to any of the other things that are going on goes out and helps the work of Rotary.
Yes,
so
that's exactly right.
Would it be fair to say that Rotary Club, like, not only has things so that they can raise money, but they also want to bring the community together. In other words, the event itself is a gift to the community.
Yes, very well stated. Yes.
I've been around Rotary a little while.
Oh, yes, you have.
Now, is there more than one Rotary Club in Quincy?
Yes, there is. And I'm sorry to say they do meet in the evenings, but I think it's maybe once or twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're called the Quincy After Hours or Quincy Evening. I know I should know more about them, but my loyalty lies with the Rotary Club of Quincy.
With Quincy Noon Rotary Club.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that the one that Nancy Waters is in that's having bourbon and popcorn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
so
us.
Bourbon and popcorn is still coming up. You guys
yes.
had to push that back.
Yes,
you tried
we did.
To have it earlier.
Yes, we did.
You know, and some people are like, I'm sorry, I just can't do it unless it's November.
Well, you know, that. Well, yes, it's always been in November. Come on, so you plan for November to go. Just like you're going to plan to go to Oktoberfest the last Saturday of the month in September.
Okay. Well, the great thing about it is, you know, we're not here to push one service club over another. What we're basically trying to do is say, if this is something that interests you, if you want to get more involved in your community, Karen, what do you get out of Rotary?
For me, it's just being part of a group that's bigger than myself. Getting back to the community, I'm not originally from Quincy, but I fell in love with Quincy and I stayed. I didn't think I'd stay 42 years, but I did.
Isn't it funny how so many people
know,
come here? It's like, I've been banished to Quincy by my corporation, and I'm going to stay there for the prerequisite 3, 5, 7 year,
I know.
Intern sentence.
I know.
And then I'm going to escape from Alcatraz, and boy, they end up staying.
I know. There's just something about the town. It's very accepting, has a rich history. I do have sometimes ties to Quincy. I knew about Quincy before I came here because I knew many of the nurses that were educated at Blessings Hospital School of Nursing at the time when I came. And so, yeah, there's just something about Quincy that grows on you, and it's beautiful. I love the architecture. And so I felt I needed to join a group that really helped out the community and at the same time had good fun.
The So Grand Polka Band will be playing out of St. Louis from noon to 3, and the Alpine Guests, Alpengeist, something.
Alpengeist.
Alpengeist. Mekki Kosin is now banging her head against her desk right now going, Griffith, call me when you have these problems. The Alpengeist German Dance Group will be performing. Folks, you'll want to be there September 28th. It kicks off at noon, goes till 10 o'clock at night, right. Down in the brewery district. Now, I sometimes bring my own lawn chair.
You may.
I mean, what is the seating arrangement? Will there be tables we can eat our food and...
There'll be tables. I have to say that DB2 Events has been very gracious in being a partner, so we do use their tables and many of their other pieces of equipment that we put out. So there will be places to sit. We borrow the showmobile from the park board, and they come with their fold-up chairs, and so we set those in front of the stage, leave a little room for people who want to dance.
Sure. And if you want to bring your own lawn chair, and you know,
you
make
can.
Sure you have a chair and make sure you're very comfortable. That's
yes.
what I do.
Yes.
I'm just
yes.
telling you, we park it. We, you know, we're
yes,
not sitting in it the whole time. We'll get up and wander
oh, yes,
around.
You
Nobody
want
quits
to.
He's going to steal your
that's
lawn chair.
Right.
And
no,
frankly,
they
some
won't.
Of mine are so bad that if they took them, if you really need a lawn chair that bad, you can have that one because it's pretty nasty. But we've just had a lot of fun. And I know there's all kinds of different kinds of food that you serve. Do you
yes.
have an idea? Real quick, we've only got a minute left.
Oh, okay. Now, we are selling, as a fundraiser for us, the traditional German food, bratwurst, sauerkraut, German potato salad, that type of food. We do have a few food trucks. Milton's Concession will be there. So if you're not into the German, there will be other foods for you.
So there'll be plenty of food trucks
oh, yes.
with variety.
Oh,
variety.
Yes, yes.
And, of course, you'll have liquor.
Oh, good gosh, yes. It's Oktoberfest. You have to have the beer there, okay? Some wine, but some beer.
Okay. And, you know, I'm sure that there'll be a commercial establishment open nearby, too, if you want to go in and
yes,
sit in air-conditioned comfort
yes,
if it's so, or
Bella
get away from,
open.
If you decide the
yes,
South
yes.
So Grand Polka Band is just too much for you,
yes.
you when,
yes.
before they take a break, you can take a break.
Yeah.
Karen Mayville, always great to have you on the Mary Griffith Show. Good luck to Rotary Club for Oktoberfest, which is September 28th. We will not make fun of them. Noon to 10 p.m. in the Brewery District. Thank you so very much.
Well, you're welcome, Mary. Thank you for having us.
Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll do it again on Monday with the veterans.